A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Here's the thing. Now, Alistair.
Hello.
Yes, now, Alistair, I'm not going to let you on until we've had a woman phoning up.
Okay.
Right, because we've had no women phoning up, and I'll be honest, the first 37 minutes have been awful.
Sausage party.
It's been a sausage party. So, Alistair,
yep.
What I would like is if you could put a plea out to womankind, the sisterhood, and explain to them that you need them to call in, otherwise
don't
you...
explain.
No, all right. Then say that you need them to call in. Otherwise, you don't get on, all right? So away you go, Alistair.
OK, to all the female listeners out there tonight, a plea from Alistair here. Can you please ring in, and then you can speak to the wonderful Ian and Kath, and also I can speak to them too.
There we go. You see, you heard the desperation in that poor soul's voice. If we don't get some Caniston... Estrogen.
My God.
If we don't get some estrogen on this show, then Alistair doesn't get... then Alistair... Hang on a second, let me take that call. Hello, madam, what's your name? Hello, madam, what's your name?
Madam? Oh, me?
Yes, you!
Oh, I thought you said Adam, and I'm a girl. I'm called Sydney. Hello.
Hello, Sydney. You're right.
Yeah, I knew he knew my name, calling me Adam like
that.
Did
I call you Adam?
I didn't call you Adam!
He called you Madam.
Oh, Madam. Well, normally that's followed by, will you please leave? I took that from Homer Simpson, by the way.
Well, a lot of the best philosophy comes from Homer Simpson. Have you called in... why have you called in, Adam? Madam? Sydney?
I kind of called in to tell you off a little bit, actually, Ian.
Ooh, I like
excellent.
It!
Excellent.
I like it. Yeah, go on.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a little Twitter thing the other day. I don't get involved, obviously.
Yes.
But she's about to get involved.
On some... But I am getting involved.
Yeah.
No, you piled on some...
No, I didn't.
Mad old lady. Well,
Hang on a minute. In that one sentence, you've been significantly ruder than I was in the entire exchange when she slandered me. In that
well,
one sentence...
You.
No. One sentence, you've been infinitely ruder than I was while I tried to correct a slander.
How so?
Well, you called her a mad old bint or whatever you just called her. I never called her anything.
Oh, no, she was a mad old bint. No, you can't say that, Ian, but she was.
Well, no, but you've just been... I never insulted her once, and you've just phoned up and insulted her, and I'm supposed to listen to you?
No.
I'm supposed to listen to you to get giving me the moral high
no.
ground?
Oh, no, you've got that... No, that's wrong. I wouldn't...
You just did.
Oh, you've made me feel terrible.
No,
Ian.
I haven't. You've made yourself feel terrible. I've not
I
made
have.
You feel terrible.
You're
exactly.
right.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, you're absolutely right.
I
would not blame you for my words.
Yeah. Well, no, you can't blame me for your words. God, you're as bad as she
was.
No,
and And I wouldn't. Oh, no. I feel super dreadful. I know I'm giggling because I feel nervous, but that's awful. I didn't mean that. I've just realised.
You said it twice.
No. And yes. So lightly thrown words can be an impact, can't they?
You got it.
No, and I did kind of know that before I come up and had a go at you. But,
Sydney, I'm glad to have helped. My absolute pleasure to help. I'm here to educate. Thanks very much for your call. 0344 499 1000.
The pwner becomes the pwned.
This is Talk Radio!
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
So Catherine is complimenting me on a T-shirt I'm wearing, which she bought for me, and I just told her I've gone off this T-shirt and I was thinking of chucking it after today. I've had it for about a year. Thank you. It served me well, both of them. You bought me two. It's too wordy, and here's a thing. How is it?
Shut up now.
Okay. All right. Fine. The show's based on honesty, and you don't want
our relationship isn't. So if you want more presents from me, you'll act grateful.
Well, I want more presents that I'll like. And I did like this T-shirt. I did like this T-shirt, but my taste has changed. But there is one T-shirt you bought me that I don't like. And I've never worn. And I never will wear.
The Lego one.
No, I like the Lego one. I think it shrunk. It shrank. Do you want to know?
No.
Okay.
No, the damage is done.
Just so that you don't make the same mistake.
I won't make any more mistakes or purchases.
Well, no. Well, that's a mistake.
Not for me, it isn't.
You're making a mistake there.
I earn significantly less than you.
Yes.
I took time and effort to buy something.
I liked this T-shirt for the first year.
Wow.
The last 6 months, my taste has changed. Okay. Would you like to know the one T-shirt?
Yep. When's your birthday again?
It's Saturday, mate. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure you don't balls this up. And there's still time to return stuff. I don't know why this has turned into an awkward moment. This should be a very freeing, I'm going to say it, a loving moment. This is friends loving each other. This is honesty beyond compare. This is what it's all about, isn't it, Alex? Sorry?
Yeah, but you need to hear it.
Honestly, bare your soul. Tell him what's going on.
Go away, no. No. Hello?
Hello, yeah, what's going on?
Oh, hello.
Hello, Alison. He's right.
You
don't have it on loudspeaker for him. Don't have it on loudspeaker.
Sorry. Didn't realise we were alive.
No, well, yes, go on. Alison, listen. Catherine is my best friend, right?
Yeah.
But we've just literally in the last 35 seconds, we've just fallen out.
Oh, why?
Because she's arrogant.
Why do you think she's arrogant, though?
Because she doesn't want to learn.
Yeah, but is that your perception of her?
My perceptions are generally pretty spot on, aren't they, Kath?
Are they always?
I would say yeah.
Yeah, but no one's perfectly, are they?
Well, you're not, are you, Ali?
I know it's Ian. No, I'm not perfect. Far from it.
No. Here's the thing, right? Catherine buys me some wonderful T-shirts, including my favourite T-shirt of all time, the Bruce Lee one. Right? I love it. I wore it 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Love it. My favourite T-shirt of all time. And I'm wearing a Here we go. Give up the fags. I'm wearing a T-shirt that she bought me about 18 months ago. And for the first year, I loved it. And then just today, it's partly the design. It's partly because I feel a bit fat. I'm just thinking, I've gone off this T-shirt a bit. And that's fine, isn't it, Alison? We're allowed to go off things, aren't we?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Of course it's perfectly fine. And that's what's happened there. And then there was another T-shirt that Catherine bought me that I didn't like it. And I'm not going to wear it. But I would like to tell Catherine what that T-shirt is. she would not like to know. This conversation, as far as she is concerned, is over. Is that correct, Catherine? Yeah. She's given me... She's, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see she's given me what could be described as skunk eye.
Right,
so, OK. So that puts us in...
We can't see you, but yeah, go on.
OK. Well, trust me, it's a skunk eye. I can't even look at her now. So that puts me in an awkward position. It puts our friendship in a very, very tenuous position, hanging by a thread.
What, over a T-shirt?
It's not really about T-shirts, though, is it? It's about gratitude.
Yeah, but there's gratitude and there's a T-shirt and then there's actually looking at what life is really about.
She's on my side.
It's only a T-shirt.
She's on my side.
Yeah, so why couldn't you just say thank you very much and never mention that you hated it?
But thank you very much, but I really, you know, it's when you get something for your birthday. Thank you very much. You know, it's a really great gesture, but
can
it's
I have
not
the receipt?
Really my cup of tea, yeah. So could...
I've never
could
done
I
that either.
I have the receipt and...
I've never done that either, that's just rude.
I love
right, well,
Alison's
then, you know, there's a lesson to be learned in your friendship, isn't there, about communication?
There is, Alison, there is, yes. Catherine. There's a lesson to be learned
you
in your...
say less.
There's a lesson to be learned in your friendship. With me.
In your communication as a friendship.
Exactly, Catherine.
Or maybe just, you, just my decision.
Maybe just my decisions to buy him anything.
I like Alison's outlook on life. She's like a modern day Cockney smoking Gandhi or Buddha.
I'm a Cockney smoking Gandhi, apparently. I'm just telling you. That's my husband, sorry.
Okay.
The reason can I just change the subject a little bit slightly? Just
please.
A little bit more squiffy.
Please do, yeah.
Okay, so me and my husband are lying in bed. We've had our own discussions today about I've had a really bad day at work, yeah. And a long story, very, very short. Yeah. We're sitting in here listening to you. We're laying on the bed. I've got one speaker phone in, and he's got the other one in.
Yeah.
And we're chitter-chattering away. And very engaged, and all of a sudden, I've got up and I've gone and got my facial wipes, and then I started cleaning my bottoms of my feet. And he went, "What are you doing?" And I went, "Well, I was sitting there and I'm laying because we've got sliding doors that are a mirror,
yeah,
that's opposite our bed."
Sounds very kinky.
And I went, "Well, even though I haven't got my glasses on, I can see that I've got black feet, so I'm cleaning my feet." And he went, "You have got to phone and tell them that." So I went, all right then. So that's one of the reasons why I...
So your husband wants you to... Your husband wants you to have dirty feet?
No, he just wondered what I was doing because we were very, very engaged in your conversation. And then he went, "What are you doing?" I went, "I've got black feet."
Alison, Alison.
Up. He said, "You're cleaning your feet with your facial wipes." I went, "Yeah."
Alison, put the wet wipes on the floor.
Oh, they are long gone.
Take the headphones out and sit astride your husband and just make love.
No, it's too late for that. I need to get up in the morning.
Oh, come on. Live dangerously, Alison.
I, you know what? I've lived dangerously for a long, long time in my life.
Now you need a good night's sleep.
I need a good night's sleep, well, yeah. Okay. We do. We have a good laugh, my husband and I.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, how come you've got such dirty feet? Where have you been?
Well, I went in the garden, obviously, earlier with my flip-flops on.
Oh, obviously.
Quite dirty.
Obviously. I'm sorry, of course. Obviously. Of course you did, yes. Yes. Again,
obviously.
If you've got flip-flops on, though, your feet aren't touching the ground.
No, I know, but maybe I need to clean my flip-flops, though. That's the thing.
Alison, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Ta-ta, bye-bye. Let's go. Alistair!
Hello.
It worked. Your plea worked. We had two women on the line, so now you're free to come on.
Hi. I'd like the saxophone, Ian.
I was not expecting that.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Small details are big surfaces. tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Version of Africa by Toto, but this is by Richie Castellano and Andy Ascolisi, and they recorded this in 5 hours while they streamed themselves recording it, then edited it together. This is a brilliant version. This is really my favourite version of Africa. Anyway, we're going to try and get them on the show to record a song for us. How's about them apples? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Dreamweaver. Good evening, Dreamweaver.
Good evening to the both of you too. Hey, I've been wanting to ring you for months.
Well, what was stopping you? Were you in prison?
Yes. No, I have been in prison this year. I listened to you about in January time.
Yes.
And you were talking a lot about autism. And okay. I was just being diagnosed with autism.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, last year in October, I got naked in a pub because I couldn't have my own way. And that's to do with autism. And I did it as a child, you know, so... And I got in prison for it for 6 weeks.
Wowzers! You're living la vida loca, man!
And now I'm writing a book about Winchester Prison, so it's really good.
So hang on a minute. So why did you get naked?
Well, my girlfriend is, unfortunately, she's alcoholic. Nice. We went into a pub and she didn't like Adele being played.
Okay.
And we asked if we could change the music, and the barmaid said no. And as I walked out, I said, we won't come back to this crap place again.
Okay.
And they barred us.
Right.
So I went back in a couple of weeks later, apologised, and they wouldn't tell me quite why I was barred or anything. So a couple of guys in there, businessmen, bought me a drink, and the landlord allowed me to have one more drink. And I asked them if they would tell me why I was barred and could they allow me to continue coming in. And he said, no, I'm not going to tell you, and no, you can't come in again. I said, I'm going to get naked. And I'm going to sit on your bar stool and meditate.
Wowzers.
And I did.
You levitated?
No, meditated.
Oh, I thought you said levitated. Well, okay.
Well, the bar stool was probably levitating a bit at the time.
I hope you'd wiped.
Oh, I think they probably did when I left. I got dressed, yes. Went home, came back again, and the police were there and they arrested me.
I'm sorry that you went through that. That sounds like we're laughing about it, but I bet it was an unpleasant experience. Or maybe it wasn't an unpleasant experience for you.
I didn't really have control over
right.
it. I didn't
okay.
really know what was happening. And definitely when the police grabbed me, because in the courts they said it was It took 7 officers to control me, and I'm a very slight bloke.
Yeah.
My dreadlocks are probably bigger than I am. So.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you found yourself in a position where you were out of control.
Yeah.
That must be unsettling, to say the least.
It has been for the last 50 years, yeah, unfortunately. But I'm one of the undiagnosed, or I have been, so... But it's coming clear now to me.
So hang on. So then you get diagnosed. So then what changes? Do you get medication? Do you get taught techniques to exercise control? What is different?
Structure. Yeah, I go and see someone tomorrow. I've been seeing him for most since I've been away from prison, since the 22nd of March. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very helpful. The structuring is really good. It's needed.
Yeah.
But over 50 years, you kind of adapt to different ways of getting through things. You know,
we all learn coping mechanisms to make up for things that might have happened to us as kids or disorders that we have now. We all learn coping mechanisms, and they work to a certain extent, but then they end up with us nearly ODing on drugs or stripping off in a pub and, you know, and meditate or whatever. You know, they eventually catch up with us.
Yeah, they do. They do. You know, there's a lot of people that I know now. I live in a place called Petersfield in Hampshire, but there's a lot of people that believe that I'm not autistic. But it's because I've adapted and I've come through it and not able to socialise, really. So, you know.
Who wants to socialise? Socialising is so overrated, man.
No, they can stay away from it.
Yeah. I'm glad that you can laugh about it, and I'm glad that you're getting help, and I'm glad that you know, maybe things are you know, you're learning to get your superpower under some sort of control.
Yes. Well, the name Dreamweaver was given to me quite a number of years ago by a Native American elder, and
actual Native American elder, or did you dream him?
No, he was full on, you know, he was full on in what they call a sun lodge.
Right.
At a Native American powwow, and he spent 2 hours with me and decided that I should take on the name Dreamweaver, weaving the dreams for the communities, he suggested. So.
Wowzers. That doesn't sound bonkers in the slightest, does it? Right,
no.
Does it?
But it's helping me now.
Good,
because
man.
It's on my passport, it's red, you know.
Shut up! No, it doesn't say Dreamweaver on your passport!
It says I won't say what my full name is.
But does it say it in crayon, or does it say it in actual printed passport?
I don't know, but when the passport controller look at me, they get my passport and they look at me and go, really? And I go, yeah.
Deal with it, man. Deal with it, fascist. My name's Dreamweaver and I'm coming into your country. Deal with it, man.
But wasn't John Lennon the Dreamweaver once?
No, he
Didn't
was
he
John
say
Lennon.
One of his lyrics, I was the Dreamweaver, now I'm just John.
Oh, I was the Dreamweaver, and now I'm John.
I'm just John. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He did. It's a good song, though. We played that song the other week, actually, a couple of weeks ago. Guys, God, isn't it?
I heard it. It's fantastic. When some of the music you play is so top, you know. You played all the Beatles with the instrument that they played, and it was an old album. I went and got a copy of it.
The Moog.
Oh, the Moog.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah, it's pretty. I've not got my iTunes set up, but yeah, the Moog Beatles is I should, if I was a presenter of any note, I would be now. And I can't do it because I've not got my computer set up.
Well, if I was gonna make love to an instrument, it would be a Moog because
hang on a minute. I think we mean, of course, a Moog. Let's get the pronunciation correct. Let's
Moog.
You're gonna make love to this bad boy, okay? Here we go.
Picks up the rice in a charge where her wedding has been. Lives in a dream.
Hello. How's that, Dreamweaver?
Yeah, that's fine.
That'll do, isn't it? Hey, listen, man. Well, I'm glad you gave us a call. It's nice to talk to you. Call us again, won't you?
I wanted to talk about the breastfeeding bit, you know.
Oh, go on then.
partner used to sell her breast milk for cancer, for people with cancer, to locally.
Oh, I thought you said she used to sell it for cancer. Wow, that's a weird trade, man.
She wouldn't get cancer for it.
Oh, so this was what? Hang on. So this was what, for mums that had breast cancer and couldn't make milk themselves?
No, this is for men. It was more men than women. But they used to purchase it from us. She used to pump. She had a very good pump, and it would pump it and put it into bottles, and we'd store it, and then we would deliver it.
And sorry, what was the cancer bit?
Well, the people had cancer.
Oh, right.
So my partner would express the milk.
Because apparently it's supposed to be good for cancer.
It's the is it called colostrum?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Hi, Catherine.
Hello. Yeah, thank you. I just thought, ding, ding, this is my department.
She is our colostrum expert.
Yeah, so the first bit, the sort of watery bit of a breastfeed is colostrum, and it's got this loads of antibodies in it and stuff.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
But colostrum, it helps.
So does it actually help with cancer, or is it just one of those things, why the hell not try it?
Yeah, no, very much it does. The people are still, they're not taking it anymore. She stopped doing it, but she did it for about 8 years.
What? She must be tired.
Well, it's supply and demand, isn't it?
I suppose it is. That's the thing, though, isn't it? If you breastfeed, you carry on you can carry on producing milk until
you
stop
using it up. Yeah.
Stop using it.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a little, suckle?
Always. Well, always. It's so good. we were making ice cream with it.
Have you never tasted it, Ian?
I dipped my finger in once.
Yeah, it's really sweet, isn't it?
But the ice cream, that adds a whole different meaning to a 69. Oh, it's a God. No, it's a 99, isn't it? It doesn't work. Sorry. It's a 99. It's a 99. Although,
it's just your mind.
Although, some Mr. Whippies, you can ask for a 69 and you get... But anyway, that's fine.
Back up.
With flaky bits.
Yes, exactly. Well, if she ever gets in the trade again, I'd certainly give her a shilling.
Well, we would take it as well, yes. Well, we'll see how all that goes, though. This has been lovely to speak to you,
guys. Nice to speak to you too, man.
I've been wanting to do this for ages, so, yeah.
You've done it. Do it again soon, fella. Thanks very much. Take care. Ta-ta. He was nice, wasn't he? 0344-499-1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Right, while I'm turning the computer away from you because I don't want you to see something. It's not that, for goodness sakes. I got the hippie shakes. It's in the bag. Oh, the hippie shakes. Right, while we were talking to Dreamweaver, I purchased an album. Right, I purchased an album, okay? Whoa! Well, you should have paused! I purchased an album, right? I was prompted by his name, Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver.
No, you've got to take a couple of steps away from... You've got to take a step away... You've got to take a step away from Dream and a step away from Weaver. Right? So we wanted to get this album for ages.
Sleep Knitter.
I've been wanting to get this album for ages. And I thought, well, Dreamweaver's on. I'll get this album. It was only a quid on Amazon. Plus postage. So can you guess what it is? So it's not Dreamweaver. Take a step away. Do it one word at a time.
Sleep.
It's connected. You've got the first letter right and it's connected.
Snooze.
No, think a bit more abstract.
Slumber.
No, this is the thing. Your thinking's quite narrow and you need to think broader, but I don't know if you'll be able to. Try the second
You're
word.
You're really pushing it today.
Do you know
that?
Yeah, I am.
It's very, very unwise.
I think it's wise. I think it's clever. I think it's sassy. I think it's funny. I think it's biting. I think it's what the kids want to hear. So, no, I'm very confident with it. And I'm trying to make you a better person. Instead of going down to your level... wave scissors at me, Harvey Weinstein, for crying out loud.
I'm just holding them.
John Wayne Bobbitt. Here we go. I'll give you a little closer. Do you recognise that? This is some song. Is this the original? Here we go. Yeah. This is the original. You ready? Here we go. Do you know what that is? Oh, you won't know, Sam, do you? Stop snipping the scissors, please, mate. That's...
Why?
Because it's just...
Does it disturb you?
Okay. Do you know what song this is? Give it.
Starmaker.
Kids from Fame. This is a great song, isn't it?
I had a Fame makeup set when I was a kid. Yeah, and it came in a record-shaped tray with free leg warmers.
Oh, I had leg warmers for Christmas 1982, I guess. This is a great song. None of these songs get played anymore, and they were huge.
High Fidelity was great.
High Fidelity, that's where we're going next. Here we go. Soul Taker. That's weird. Didn't know the dude was a Soul Taker.
Yeah, because they're talking about, you know, agents, aren't they?
Asians?
Agents.
Oh, Asian agents.
Talent agents.
This is a great song. Remember, they're playing this in the record store. I used to have such a... Here we go.
I used to really fancy him.
I used to fancy the girl that looked like him. I used to fancy her. Is that Alice?
No, that's... I want to say Rita, but it's something like that.
Jamming in a music store.
Stop the machine.
Doris.
Doris.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.